Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, all of my wellness baddies. Welcome back to the podcast. I felt really inclined to start this episode off with that saying today because it is International Women's Day today as I'm recording the podcast. So I wanted to give all of you a nice reminder that you are worthy, you are loved, you are deserving of amazing things. And seriously, it is time for you to step into your power. Ugh, I love that so much. And I think today is just a good reminder for that. So maybe I'll have to make a podcast episode soon all about stepping into our power, because I think as women, generally speaking, to not go off into a huge tangent here, but we play it safe. We play it safe more than the men. And the second that we step into our power and we own it and we step into our divine feminine energy, that is when shit happens. That is when everything just aligns for us. So I hope that you can use this as a reminder to really own it. Step into your power. Be the best version of you. And like I said, I'll probably make a podcast episode about that sometime, because today's episode is actually going to be a little bit different than the ones I've recorded previously. I wanted to do more of like a lifestyle chat with you guys because I'm actually approaching my 1 year anniversary of living in Los Angeles, which is so crazy. I actually cannot believe it. Like when I said that out loud, I was like, no way. There's no way I moved here a year ago. But alas, it is true. I moved to Los Angeles literally April 1st of 2021. And we are now approaching the end of March. So this is my final month on this lease. And me and my roommate are actually re-signing our lease. So we are staying exactly where we started, which I'm so happy about. I love our apartment and where we live so much. I'm actually recording right now in the kitchen as I'm ice rolling my face and eating some dairy-free ice cream in between as I'm talking. I just felt like recording out here today. But anyways, I am just so excited to talk about this today because I actually do receive a decent amount of questions just around, you know, living in Los Angeles, moving out, making friends, post-grad life, and I feel like I have some good knowledge to share now that it's been about 2 years since I graduated from college, or almost a year and a half, I guess, and then a year since I moved out on my own. So I've moved out on my own a year ago. Around this time, I have been financially independent ever since. I've paid for everything on my own. I have done everything on my own, fully moved away from my family and a bunch of my friends. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, if you guys didn't know that, but I did decide to make a big move and had a lot of big life transitions in the past year. So I thought we should just chat about that today because I just honestly, like, I love sharing more just about my life and my day-to-day life. So let's get into it. I thought I would start by sharing just a little bit about my background and how I even ended up here. And then I asked you guys to ask me some questions on Instagram for the podcast episode today about moving into LA, moving on your own, etc. So for a little bit of backstory, I went to the University of Michigan, if you guys didn't know, and I graduated in 2020. I was a business major. And then we graduated right when the pandemic hit. So I moved back home to Chicago after graduation because it was 2020. No one was moving anywhere. There was really nothing to do. So I moved back home and I started my corporate job that I used to work at from home in Chicago that summer. So the summer of 2020 was when I started working my corporate job. And then all throughout that year, I actually had plans to originally move to New York City because my corporate job was in New York City. So I always thought that I was going to move to New York. I was going to live with all my college friends because all my college friends lived or still live in New York. That was like where they all wanted to move after school. So that was my plan for a while until I visited Los Angeles in the winter. So I visited starting the winter of 2020 because my sister actually lives out here. So I was visiting her and I think I just immediately fell in love with LA. I never experienced LA like I did when I visited, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I freaking love it out here. And mind you, this was still like peak pandemic. Like there was nothing open. I couldn't even go to a restaurant and I was still like infatuated by Los Angeles. I was like, this is the coolest place ever. Oh my gosh, the weather's amazing. The beaches are beautiful. Like all of this good stuff. And during that time was when I started to actually meet some friends out in LA. That's when I met my roommate, Autumn, and a bunch of other girls in the wellness community who also have wellness, health and wellness platforms online. So I started establishing like a little bit of a community out here, and I stayed in Los Angeles for a few months. I think for the month of like December and January, I stayed out here because I didn't want to go back to the winter in Chicago. And then around the time that the spring hit, so about March of 2021, I was kind of faced to make a decision. I had to make the decision of whether or not I was going to go on the track that I was originally planned to, which was moving to New York and pursuing my corporate job, or to switch gears and potentially move to LA because I fell in love with LA and work for myself and go somewhere where I really didn't know many people. None of my college friends moved to LA and my family was still in Chicago. And so it was around that time that I really had to make the decision. I actually have a podcast episode all about my transition from corporate to working for myself. If you're interested in that, it's one of my first like few episodes. So go back and listen to it if you haven't yet. But I decided to make the decision to move to LA, which was, trust me, not an easy decision, but it just, my gut intuition was leading me to LA. And it was my intuition that really led me here, even though it was the scarier option and the one that I was less familiar with, but I did it. So I moved to LA in April of 2021. I moved in with Autumn, who's my roommate now, who I really didn't know that well back in the day. We met on, originally we followed each other on Instagram like a long time ago, but then we met in person when I was visiting. We actually met on New Year's of 2020, which is so funny. But anyways, we moved in together, and ever since then, like, I've truly been loving it here. And I wanted to share my experience because I think a lot of people shit on LA for whatever reason. Like, most people are like, no, LA is full of fake people, LA sucks, the traffic, blah, 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 blah. You know, all of that stuff. And so I wanted to personally share my experience and honestly kind of use this podcast episode as a way for me to like reflect on this past year and just see like, you know, my actual and honest thoughts of living here and post-grad life and maybe some other tips I have for you guys with that. I want to start off by saying post-grad life might be the hardest and weirdest transition ever. So if you are 22 or 23 years old right now listening to this, and you're going through the transition between college to then becoming an adult, hang in there. I will say the past few years have been really hard and like not easy because you are going from being a college student to a full functioning adult that needs to support yourself and like do all of these things. And it's not an easy transition. So I just wanted to put it out there that I have tips now looking back on, you know, post-grad life, but wanted to make sure you guys knew that you're in the same boat as so many people. So many people have a hard time with this transition. So just know that first and foremost. I got asked actually like what drew me to LA and like why I actually chose LA. So the main reasons why I think I like loved LA so much was, like I said, I was visiting, so I actually had time to see if I liked it and the vibe I got there. But I really just loved the lifestyle out here. I think that's what it came down to, was that the lifestyle was so up my alley. Like, everything here is surrounded by health and wellness and good weather and working out and going for walks outside, going to the beach, being in nature. And that all is really, really important to me. And I don't think I realized how important that was to me until I spent a lot of time out here when I visited. Because before, I thought I wanted to move to New York and be in like the hustle culture and go out all the time and do all of these different things. But then I realized that for me personally, my priority was having the lifestyle that would have, the being in the city where the lifestyle would best suit what I wanted to do and the type of lifestyle I wanted to have. So I knew that health and wellness is a priority for me, and working out and going outside and being in nature is really important to me. And you get all of that in LA, which is amazing. I get to go on hikes, I get to go to the beach, I get to go outside 365 practically days out of a year. And the weather, obviously, not even a doubt in my mind, the weather is huge. That's a huge component too. But I really realized that that is the type of lifestyle that I wanted. And so a big piece of advice for you guys is that if you're trying to decide what city to move to, I would ask yourself what city best supports the lifestyle that you want. And that might not be Los Angeles, by the way. I'm not saying this episode or recording this episode to like try to convince you to move to LA. I just believe that every single city kind of has its own unique lifestyle, and that really just depends on you and what kind of lifestyle you want to live. Some cities are going to be more outdoorsy than others, while other cities might be more urban and you might have more nightlife and things to go out and do. So it's just about asking yourself all of those questions, and those are the questions that I asked myself. Like, okay, where do I see myself more? What city do I see myself being happier in, being happier with the lifestyle that I'm provided? All of those questions I started to ask myself, and all the answers for me pointed to LA. I also wanted to intentionally get out of my comfort zone. So I know it's kind of bizarre because most people want to stay in their comfort zone. They don't want to move to a city that they don't know anyone in, or they have to start a new job in, or whatever the case might be. But because I knew where I wanted to go and what I was trying to do, I knew that getting out of my comfort zone intentionally was only going to benefit me in the long run. And so by choosing LA, I knew that I had to meet new people and I had to start a new job of working for myself, and I had to do all of these things that I might not have been forced to do if I moved to somewhere else like New York. So for me, I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. And honestly, you guys, I think it is a fantastic thing to do while you're young. If you can do it and you can move to a new city that you feel called to, even if you don't know many people there, do it. I am such a proponent of getting outside your comfort zone and having these experiences while you're young, when you can move around. You don't have to be settled down anywhere, but you can always move somewhere for a year, see if you like it. If you do, great. If not, you can always move somewhere else. And that's kind of what I told myself too, was that I'm gonna sign this 1 year lease, I'm gonna give it an honest shot, see what happens, and worst case scenario, I hate it, and then I move somewhere else. I'm still young, I'm only 24. I can decide that later. So that would be another big piece of advice I have for you guys, is to not be scared to get outside your comfort zone, because doing that was the best decision that I did for myself. I have grown so much. I have met so many new people. I've had so many new opportunities because of it. So don't be afraid to get outside your comfort zone. One of the most common questions I got asked from my question box on Instagram was how to meet new people. How did you meet people? And just that whole process. So I know that this is a very like common question in the post-grad world, as you're navigating moving to a new city and perhaps maybe you don't know as many people there. Like, I really didn't know that many people in LA. So here are my tips, or what at least I've done. First and foremost, I've met most of my friends at least the ones that I first started becoming friends with, through the health and wellness community. And so I think it's really important to realize that when you are doing things that you actually love and are passionate about, so for example, I had a health and wellness Instagram account, I met so many like-minded people through that account because I was putting myself out there and doing something that aligned with me that I actually was interested in and passionate about. And that doesn't always have to take shape of an Instagram page, but it could look like going to a certain class or a sports team or whatever it is. I don't really know, but the point is to start something or to do something that you actually enjoy doing and are passionate about, and then you will find those like-minded individuals who also like what you like. And so that's where I met most of my friends in the beginning, was just through the health and wellness community. And so then as soon as I met one person, they would introduce me to a few other girls also in the community. And then they would introduce me to some other people in the community. And so finding those people and then growing that circle by meeting those friends of friends, I think is one of the most best things that you can do. With that said, I also think that friends of friends is a great way to meet more people and to put yourself out there by being open to meeting all different kinds of people. And if you become friends with someone, take interest in who else they're friends with and try to set up plans to all hang out together and to get to know other people in their circles, because everyone kind of has their own circle or network of people that they know. So as soon as you can meet someone, one person, you can meet more people just through their own network. So staying open to that and meeting friends of friends, I think, is one of the best ways to do it as well. I also met some people through mutual friends that I knew of or haven't really fully met, but like kind of knew. So people that maybe I had a friend who was friends with them in college, or a girl I actually reconnected with who we used to play soccer together in high school. I met her again out here like so many years later. But just finding any sort of mutual connection between you and someone, and not being afraid to message them or text them and be like, hey, I see you live here. Like, I live in LA also, for example. Would you want to meet up and grab coffee? Like, not being afraid to do that. I've done so many coffee friend dates since I've moved here, and it's been amazing just being able to sit down with people that I maybe didn't really know that well before or didn't even know at all, but just staying open to meeting all those sorts of people. With all of that said, I do think it's important to note that making friends and meeting new people takes time. I think it's a progress. It takes time to foster friendships and relationships and to build them. And I truly feel like it took me almost a year to really establish a community here. Like, I feel like I'm finally at a place now where I feel like I know a bunch of people now. I have a network, I have a community, but that took a full year. Like, there were many, many moments when I first moved here, especially within the first like 6 or 7 months, where I felt lonely and I would go home to Chicago a lot, or I would go to New York and visit my friends there. But it's important to note that like these things do take time. And so giving it an honest shot, like saying, okay, I'm going to give it a year to see the community or people I can meet out here, and knowing that it doesn't happen overnight. The other question, well, I got a lot of questions, but the other really main question that I got, so first was about the friend, but second one that I want to talk about is the cost of living in LA. And I got this so many times. How do you afford living in LA? How does the finances work? Tips for just living in LA, like being on a budget, isn't it expensive to live there, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to start off by saying that moving out on your own is going to be expensive no matter what. Yes, LA is an expensive city, but it is not like completely out of reach to do. Like, there are definitely things you can do in LA, live, be, buy, etc., that isn't all of the most expensive bougie LA things that exist here. Like, there's definitely ways to afford living here that isn't the most bougie LA experience that you might see on Instagram. So I just want to give say that off the bat, that it, moving out on your own is going to be expensive no matter what, because you literally have to start paying for everything on your own. But LA isn't something that is, at least in my opinion, so unattainable. Like, yes, rent, food, gas is more expensive here, generally speaking, but there are ways to go about it. Plus, I knew that I really loved LA and I wanted to live here, and I made it work. I knew that LA was the city I wanted to be in, so I didn't stop myself from coming here just because I knew it was a more expensive city. Same thing goes for like New York. New York City is very expensive, but I know people who have been dying to live there, and they make it work. They find cheaper ways to live in the city that they want to be in. So don't feel like you have to completely cut those cities out from your like list, or if you're like really dreaming of going there. Now, with that said, I will say that I spent a lot of time living at home while working my corporate job that helped me save enough money to feel financially ready and stable to move out on my own. So luckily, I guess the pandemic hit around the time that I graduated college, like I said. So it gave me about eight or nine months of when I was working my full-time job while living at home. So I was able to save a lot of money during that time. And I knew during that time that my goal was to save money to be able to afford moving out on my own. And so I guess a piece of advice for you guys is that if you know that you are wanting to move somewhere, or you want to move out and move on your own, start prepping in advance. Start thinking in advance of ways that you can start saving money, or a job that you can get, or whatever it may be. But planning ahead, I think, helped me feel more confident to moving out on my own, at least financially. So having that cushion and knowing like, okay, I can afford X, Y, and Z things because I've been saving up for X amount of months, whatever it may be. With that said, also, so going forward, that was how it helped me move out. Like, it helped me feel confident enough to move out. But now, I think when it comes to budgeting and expenses, I think it's about finding, by the way, I am no expert in budgeting and expenses and stuff. So like, I am not the financial gal to come to. Just want to make that clear. I'm not an expert in this field. But something that's helped me personally was establishing what I care to spend my money on, what is important to me. And that can look different for everyone. For some people, it could look like spending more money in rent a month in a really nice apartment or in a really their dream neighborhood. Or some people might not matter as much to them. Or some people really care about buying clothes or purses or shoes, whatever it is. And that just like has never been a priority to me. I personally, obviously, you guys know, like, care about what I eat and my food and my health. So I do spend a little bit more money maybe than the average person on food, because I go to Whole Foods and Erewhon and I like to eat healthy and good food. But I also don't really spend that much money on clothes and purses or designer things or other expensive material items that maybe other people care about. And that's fine. I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just saying if you are trying to budget or like look at your expenses, try to find something that you know is important to you and you want to spend money on. And what are other buckets of your life that you can say, okay, I don't really care as much about this, so I don't need to spend as much money on this bucket of my life, if that makes sense. Like I said before, LA is definitely more expensive of a city than other cities in the country. Gas is really expensive right now. I mean, it is everywhere, but it's really expensive here. Food, going out, I know LA is more expensive, but like I said, if this is your dream place to be, like it was for me, I knew I was going to make it work. I found a way to make it work. And so that's very individualist. That's a very individual thing. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it or what to do, but something to keep in mind that it depends how badly you want to move somewhere, and you'll find ways to work around it. Another big question that got asked is some areas or neighborhoods that I recommend like living in, or neighborhoods to look at when you're wanting to move post-grad, so like around my age. And I think this question also really depends on you and what you want out of LA. So I'm not going to share what exact area I live in just for safety purposes, but there are some neighborhoods I really love in LA, and it, like I said, it's all very individualized. So I love the West Side. I love Venice, Santa Monica, Mar Vista, everything that's near the ocean, because I'm obsessed with the beach. You guys know that. Like, I literally love the water and I love the ocean. So being closer to the ocean is great for me personally. So I love being on the West Side. Brentwood is also another amazing neighborhood. Those are just a few of the ones that came to top of mind. But I also really like West Hollywood, and I think West Hollywood is super fun, and there's also a ton of young people there. And I also really like Silver Lake, but Silver Lake is really far from the ocean. It's way more on the east side, but I think it's also a great neighborhood. And so there are so many amazing neighborhoods and areas here. I think you just have to come. If you're interested in moving here, you have to come and explore all these neighborhoods and areas yourself and see where you feel like you can see yourself living the most and where you see yourself being the happiest. So my biggest piece of advice is just to come and explore. Explore. This goes for any city, by the way. Whenever you want to move to a new city, explore the different neighborhoods, do some research online, talk to people who live there, and see where you feel the best, what kind of vibe you feel from each neighborhood, and then go from there. Also keeping in mind, some neighborhoods are going to be more expensive than others, and so you might be able to find a better apartment in a different area, versus if location is more important to you, you might have to live in a not so nice apartment than a different place if location is more important. So I think it's just about finding what was important to you. I got asked, how do you avoid the toxic aspects of LA? And so I want to address this, because I say this all the time to people, that there are millions and millions of people in this city. There are tons of people in any city, and there's going to be good people, there's going to be bad people. There's going to be people you want to be with, and there's going to be people you don't want to be with. And ultimately, you have the choice to choose who you want to hang around. And you don't have to hang around the toxic, not so great people anywhere. You can choose to find the people that really align with you and that you enjoy being around and are good people. And that goes for any city, LA included. I have personally found amazing people in this city, and I don't associate myself with some of the more toxic or negative aspects of LA, because I don't hang around those people. I don't go to those places. I don't care to be a quote unquote like clout girl in LA, I guess is the best way to say it. But just keep that in mind, that like you can choose who you want to be around. And if something's toxic and not great, then don't go there. Don't hang out with those people. You'll find and attract the right people if you're being authentic and a good person. Okay, this is going to be my last question, but someone asked some of my favorite parts about living in California and LA, so I thought I would share some of those. I'll also share some of the downsides, to be honest with you guys, kind of like a little bit of a pros and cons. But first and foremost, my favorite thing about living here is the weather. I have never skipped a winter in my life before. I've always lived in the cold, so living here and not having to deal with snow and ice and freezing temperatures has been life-changing for me, honestly, because I'm someone who really, really notices an impact. Like, even on my mental health, when it's sunny out versus when it's cold and snowy and rainy, and being able to be outside all year round is amazing. So the weather, the nature, I love going to the beach, love going on hikes. I love the food here. The food here is all amazing. Love all the healthy food too, of course. Erwan, hello. I mentioned this earlier, but I love the lifestyle here. It's just so up my alley and what I want. I love all the opportunities that I've had out in LA, since this is the like health and wellness hub almost. I have met so many people. I've gone to so many events. I've done so many things within the space that I don't think you'll find as much of in some other cities. I do think LA has a lot of opportunities for people, not even just in health and wellness, but just in general. Like, I think there's a ton of opportunities and a ton of really interesting people to meet here. So I will say that has been really, really beneficial for me as well. And I love the people that I met out here. I have made amazing friends. I've met amazing people, and I just can't wait to continue meeting more people and to continue like growing my community here. Something else I really love about living in California is that you can drive like a few hours in any direction and be in a cool new city or area. Like you can drive 2 hours to Palm Springs, the desert. You can drive to San Diego, NorCal, a different beach city. Like I love that there's so many cool, amazing places within just the state of California that I still have to explore more of. But that's something that I really love, especially coming from Chicago when there's like not that much around. I also love that I feel like you get the best of both worlds in LA when it comes to like going out, but also having a more like wholesome lifestyle, I guess. I find that like you can kind of do everything here. Like I have so much fun going out on the weekends, going to different bars and places. Like I find there's so much fun nightlife and going out opportunities if you want it, but it's not all in your face. Like there are definitely so many other things that you can do here. So I just love that I feel like I have a perfect balance of going out versus doing things like going to the farmer's market or going on a hike or going for a walk with friends. So I have a good balance between like going out and also having more like wholesome activities, I guess. So for the downsides of LA, mentioned it earlier, it is a more expensive city. So that is something obviously to keep in mind if you're being very budget friendly. The fact that you kind of have to drive most places in LA is something also to keep in mind. For me personally, it honestly doesn't really bother me that much, but I know there are some people who want to be in a city that they can walk everywhere to, and that's just not LA. So if you don't want to drive places, maybe this isn't the city for you. And of course, with that, we have the traffic. Like there's a ton of traffic around Los Angeles, but something to keep in mind. Besides that, I honestly really don't have many bad things to say about it here. Like, I really think that every city is gonna cater to a different type of person, and you really have to find where you want to be. But for me personally, I've really loved living here this past year, and I'm excited to stay here, at least for the time being. I don't see myself moving. And yeah, I really don't have many bad things to say. But like I said, the city's not for everyone. This episode wasn't made to try to convince you to move here. It's just my personal experience and how it's just been a great past year, and I can't wait for what else is left to come here. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope it helped. I hope you thought it was interesting, or you maybe learned a few different things about LA or post-grad life. So I will catch you guys in the next one. I'm sending all my love. Mwah.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.